Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up daily to do a quiet time with God, first thing before any other thing. Listen to Turning Point, receive the prayers and the impartational blessings, and be saying amen, I receive it. Listen to the teachings, testimonies, personal prayers or healing prayers, whichever one is on for the week. After Turning Point audio, then engage Turning Point booklet. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayers. Combine the two, Turning Point audio and booklet. Prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. Welcome also to Sunday, day 20 in October, 2024. Open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and be responding with amen, I receive it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoicing, gladness and joy shall be your portion in it. You shall be supernaturally empowered, both in the spirit, soul and your body. You are empowered. Yesterday we prayed to move from where we are to the rightful position and status of life. Your ministering angels are already on assignment to bring it past for you and your children. As prophet Elijah called down fire to consume the captain of the 50 soldiers sent by the Syrian king to arrest him, and fire came and consumed them, I also prophesy, let the fire of God fall and consume whichever power or force sent from the coven of the witches and wizards, sent from any evil altar and whichever shrine, be consumed by fire now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. You are set free. My listeners, you and your children, you are set free. Your family is set free. From this day forward, you will scale heights. You will cross whatever river. You will move with divine speed to fulfill your purpose on earth. Who is this? It has been all struggles all your life, waiting and waiting. From now on, such yokes are broken over your life. I see a week of sweatless victory before you. In Acts chapter 10 verse 4, an angel said to Cornelius, your prayers and almsgiving, which means your seed sowing, are come before God for a memorial. Listeners, you see, seed have voice before God. They bring our memory before God Almighty. So I prophesy to the lives and destinies of all titers and seed sowers to God through this commission. All titers, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, covenant partnership seed, all the 10-10 seed sowers, may heavens remember you this day and every day and give you special blessings and answer your prayers. All bad day seed sowers, sowing according to the number of your age, you will live long, you will live well, you will not do this in vain. On this Sunday, may the Son of Righteousness rise for you with healings in his wing. I use Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, to pray for all my listeners today. He says, but you that fear the name of the Lord, may the Son of Righteousness arise with healings in his wings. Please place your hand and touch that place where you have pain in your body system now. Healing anointing is about to flow. Whatever the nature, the name, and the age of that sickness, it doesn't matter. Doctors have done their best. Let God do the rest. Lay your hand there. Lay your hand there by faith. I command, receive your healings now. Receive your complete healings from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, all the organs in your body system, your bones and marrow, the water and the blood flowing in your veins. Receive total healings now. Receive your total healings now. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. Receive it. Receive it and receive it. In Jesus' name. Today is Sunday, so if you are going to church today, may God bless you in the service. All ministers in today's service, pastors, preachers, ushers, protocols, choir members, intercessors, sanctuary care members, media, technical, whichever service you are rendering today, render it with fresh anointing for profitable service. May God empower you for today's service. If you will not be in any service, wherever you may be these days, you carry divine presence. God shall prosper you in all your ways. all say amen, I receive it. That's right. October 20 celebrant, your birthday prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God will add days to your years and years to your days. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Listeners, welcome to day 7. One full week of intentional, personal, passionate and fervent prayers using Bible content. This is a lesson in how to pray to receive answers. Pray God's word back to God. Answers will come. From tomorrow, it shall be healing prayers for another 1 week. Then we will come back to 2 weeks of insightful teachings and counseling through questions and situations sent in by listeners. The good news is, all the weeks carry blessings. You shall live a life full of testimonies in Jesus' name. First prayer today is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 10, and it reads, "So shall thy barns be filled with pleasant thy prayer with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with wine." Barns stand for storage, and wine stands for celebration and merriment. Pray like this with passion. O Lord my God, fill my storehouse with abundance, with plenty. My house shall never be empty. I receive grace for overflow. My new wine burst out. Celebration and congratulation shall follow me all throughout my life. My life shall be full of celebration. My destiny shall have no hunger, and there shall be no dryness in my house. I shall live a life of milk and honey, overflowing to others in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, I agree. Your storehouse shall be filled, and you shall be intoxicated with new wine of joy of the Holy Ghost and fulfillment. Say another amen. Next prayer is from Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, and it reads, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want a mate, for my mouth hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. They shall come to pass." This is the prayer. Pray it with zeal. Say, O Lord, I am connected to you and your word. I shall not fail. In all my life's assignment, I will not know failure. And in all my journeys, success is guaranteed for me. Your mouth has commanded it to my life. I receive it as done. I have no fear. I have no doubt. In all I do, my success and breakthroughs are guaranteed in the Lord. Everyone connected and working with me shall enjoy the same dimension of grace. I confess it, I believe it, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I say amen for you. Next, in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17, it reads, "For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you and your cattle." This is the prayer from that scripture. Say, O God, let my life enjoy supernatural provision. No wind, no rain, yet my valley shall be filled with water. I prophesy, the invisible hand of God shall fend for me, provide for me, and fill my valleys with abundance. My provision shall be divinely guaranteed. My breakthrough in life shall be beyond human explanation. I shall experience mysterious results in all my assignments and calling. There shall be no dryness in my life anymore. I shall be refreshed all my days. Say amen. Yes, I prophesy. Despite the challenges, the scarcity, and the difficulties of our times, despite no rain, no wind, you shall not know lack. You shall not know want in your life in Jesus' name. Say another amen. I receive it. Yes, listeners, because these prayers are generated from God's word, and God cannot deny his word, you shall have testimonies all through your life. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also pray these prayers and enjoy the blessings. Join us in our 2 Sunday services today, online or on ground, if you live in the cities where we have our worship centers. Time is 7 to 9 a.m. for service, and 9 to 11 a.m. in the second service. It is live stream all over. Please join us. You may watch live or watch later, but please don't miss the two services today. Then, listeners, TPGF members, have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Do so if you have not already. Join us to build a very strong YouTube base to reach our world. If you are on YouTube, go there right now and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel there. The word real is R-E-A-L. Just type at The Real Femi Emmanuel on your YouTube. Then tap the subscribe button and turn on notification. It means each time we are on in any of the programs, you will be notified so you can join us online in all our programs. I pray daily for all subscribers to our YouTube, be a part of them. Help us to send the word and the message of God all throughout the whole world. Encourage your contact to also do the same, to subscribe to our YouTube, as I have explained it. To our titles and CSOAS, GTB Bank, the network is still down. A lot of you, many people are trying to send their seed and their tithe. Those who use GTB is not going. Please use our Access Bank and Zene Bank account for the time being. Send a chat or an SMS request to +234 809 789 4000. Zene and Access Bank account details of this commission shall be sent to you. And when GTB network is back, we will let you know. Our PayPal is active and good. So all titles and CSOAS in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars, and all the other currencies, use the PayPal. It's active. It will reach us, and I will pray for you. Our UK members and listeners, remitting their own seed and tithe in pound sterling, please use our Turning Point Global HSBC account. Send a chat or SMS to make the request to 074-111-28401. Do so, it shall be delivered. God said he will give bread to the eaters, but seed to the sowers. Be a sower and enjoy continuous seed. Be committed to giving God, and this is the covenant work we are going to have with God till the end of our lives. No farmer ever hoped to have harvest who did not plant during the planting season. This is the sowing and planting season of life, and our TPGF is a fertile soil to sow your seed and pay your tithe. Do as God may lay on your heart. I speak to everyone's life today. You will know fulfillment and you will know God's power. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.